Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 37. We're still in the 10th Perek, today with the 3rd and 4th Mishnayos. Perek Yud, Mishneh Gimel, and Mishneh Dalet. Still concerned with the detailed halachos of the Tzomid Posil, of a vessel which has a lid affixed to it so that it protects from Tumas Hametz. In an oval ames, the contents of the vessel. Suppose you have now a barrel, a chovis, of kli cheres, which is covered over with a layer of tit, a lid of tit of plaster. Megufas hechovis, this lid, hamechulcheles, which is shaky, it's not tight, shakes, but v'eino nishmetes, it doesn't fall off the barrel. It's in place. It's on the barrel. It's stuck to the barrel. It shakes this way and that way, but it doesn't fall off. Rabbi Yehuda Mimatzeles. Rabbi Yehuda said it's sufficient that it doesn't fall off. It's already a tzomid posil. They say, no, if it's shaky, it's not tzomid posil. Tzomid posil means tight, not shaky. Hoyo beis etzpa shelo. In the Magufa, there was a groove into which a person can put his fingers so that he can pull up the magufa. So that groove in the top of the magufa is called a base etzba, a place for his fingers. So if you have a base etzba, shekeya besocho, and the groove is deep enough so that it protrudes downward into the actual barrel, bitocho, Hasheretz betocha, if there's a sheretz in this base etzba, hechov is tome, because this base etzba is below the top surface of the chovis. And therefore, the sheretz is considered to be in the avir hachovis, in the airspace of the chovis, and the whole chovis is tome. Hasheretz bechovis, suppose you have this base etzba scenario, but the sheretz is in the chovis, so Ochlin shebetocha, if there's any foodstuff in the base etzba, tomeim, they become tome. Because anything in this base etzba, which is so deep down that it actually protrudes downward into the airspace of the chovis, is considered a part of the chovis. And it's not separate from the chovis. It's tocha chovis. And therefore, it's tome. Mishnah Dalet continues, HaKadur, suppose you have a ball, let's say, of wool or of string, or of a hapakas, a spool of gemi, of rubbery sticks, shaped into the fashion of a ball. Shenisonon al pi hechovis, which you put them as the lid. Now don't forget, these things that are composed of strings, of wool, of rubber sticks or whatever, they're porous. There's holes between the sticks and between the strings. So can something with holes in it serve as a tzomid posil? So im meirach min hatzdodin, if he smears around the sides, around the rim of the chovis, so the chavis is plugged up with this kador, this pakas. In the center of the kador and the pakas, there's no real, it's porous down into the chavis. But around the rim, he cemented it in with pitch, with tar, with paste, with tit, with whatever. Low hit seal, because there are holes in the kador of the or the pakas, so therefore it's not a tzomid posil. Ad sheyemorach milmalon ulmata. However, if you smear the top and bottom, or some say the top or the bottom of the kador or the pekas, so you're sealing up the holes one way or the other, so then the holes are stuffed, it is tzomid posil. V'chein b'matlis shel beged, if you take a small piece of cloth, small enough so that it's not mekabel tumah as if it was a garment, but cloth has holes in it. A cloth is made of warp and woof. It's made of horizontal and vertical threads. Between those threads, there are holes. However minute, there are holes. So therefore, such a matlis shel beggar cannot serve as a tzomit pasil unless you smear it over with some type of cement, plaster or whatever. Hoysa, suppose this lid is made not of cloth, which has holes in it, but of paper, which has no holes in it, maybe microscopic ones, but not visible to the eye. Or it's made of hide, of leather. Hoysa shel nior shel or, where there's no holes in them. Ukishora b'meshicha, and you tied it to the vessel with a string, so the top is no problem, there's no holes in it. The string tightened it, but that's not enough. Imirach min hatzdodin, if you smear around the edges surrounding the rim of the chovis, so that this matlis shel niyor or shel or is tied with string and slightly around its rim pasted around the sides, then hitzil, then it can serve as a tzomit posil and save its contents, protect its contents from becoming tomei tumas meis. So we have finished the third and fourth mishnayos of Perek Yud, and the process concluded lesson number 37.